Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today, Philippa. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and how your journey led to you directing The Wrestler's Cane?
Okay, so I am an Iyengar practitioner and teacher, yoga, and I also used to work in television documentaries, in my 20s. And then after I had kids and kind of latterly, I then made my own documentary. So I made one, which I finished in May 2017, and that was filmed in India. And after that film, I was actually looking for another film, and that's how I had this serendipitous conversation, just a random conversation. And I'd finished my last film, and someone told me about this extraordinary practice called Mallakam, which I'd never heard of. And they said it's like yoga postures, because they knew I was into yoga. It's like yoga postures on a pole, but blind people do it. So I was kind of like enthralled by the idea of yoga postures on a pole. And then the idea that blind or visually impaired people practice it was just extraordinary. That also was a massive coincidence, because 10 years ago, I started losing my hearing and having a problem with my hearing, which was quite frightening. And I then realized I had this thing called otosclerosis. And during that, and that happened just before I started filming my last film. And I wanted to do something around sensory loss as my next film. And so it kind of all coalesced together. And then I started to make a film about this practice called Mallakam.
Amazing. So you've already mentioned this ancient Indian sport of Mallakam that you cover in your movie. Can you tell us more about the sport? I know you mentioned slightly what it entails. Can you tell us a bit more about it and its origins, maybe?
Yeah, of course. It's called Mallakam. Mala, Mallale, means a wrestler, and kham, khamb, means a pole. And it was actually first mentioned in a text in the 12th century, but then the practice kind of remained dormant for a while, and then it was revived and really starts from the 1800s in Pune in India, in Maharashtra. And the story goes that, because in India there's a lot of wrestling. So there was this one wrestler in Maharashtra who called Balambhak Deodhar, and he basically revived, really introduced Mallakam. And so it originated as a complementary exercise for wrestling. So there's a whole story around him having a wrestling bout, and he has to wrestle against two people called Ali and Gulab, who come from Afghanistan. And the story goes that they're kind of 8.5 feet tall, and he's terrified. So he goes to his village, and his father was a priest, and he goes to this special temple on a mountain, and he prays to the goddess, and he to Saptashringi, and he has a vision. And in his vision, after he's prayed to the goddess for 21 days, Lord Hanuman, the monkey god, appears to him in a dream and tells him how he'll be able to wrestle with these two people, who are 8.5 foot tall. And so Lord Hanuman, the monkey god, then shows him all these moves and different things. He cuts down the trunk of a teakwood tree and shows him all these different moves, and that's how it originated. So it's actually a wooden pole, which is 8.5 foot tall, and it's shaped. So the pole is the body, and then it tapers and it has a little neck, and then the top is a head, which is like 35 centimeters in diameter, very small. And so how it originated was that this pole would be used as you imagine it as your opponent in wrestling. So Balambhak could do all these different moves to try and outwit his opponent when he finally came to the competition. So that's how it originated. It's incredibly beautiful. And what you see now, so it's originated not just for wrestling now. So now it's like a martial art. It's a competitive sport. It's a fitness sport. It's a performing art, and it's also seen as an extension of yoga on a pole.
That sounds really interesting. Do you have any insight into the impact of the sport on its practitioners?
Yes, so this is why it's now, having originated from wrestling, it's now they realized in the progression of Mallakhand that it had all these incredible benefits, just like yoga, and so that it helps in all aspects of your life. I mean, it's an overall embodiment of a practice for a human being. So it can help people who in other sports, so say you're into cricket or athletics or swimming, it would really help you to practice Mallakhand. If you weren't into any sports, just by practicing it gives the same benefits that yoga gives. It helps all the systems of the body, like skeletal, muscular, nervous, endocrine, cardiovascular, respiratory. It helps everything because in one apparatus, so it's the pole, there's also a rope, which I can talk about later. So if you imagine you go to a gym and lots of people can train and they use lots of different machines, this is one single thing, either the rope or the pole. And in using this one apparatus, you train all these different components of your body and your mind. So it's addressing all the, and it's to do with the spine, and obviously the spine is the most important thing in the body. And mentally, it really helps you, your cognition, your focus, your concentration. They've started to do studies on it. It helps children in their academic work, and the position of the when the postures are done on the pole and the rope, it actually contacts acupressure points, so that has a bearing too. So I mean, it's really incredible, and it's a truly transformational practice. Like yoga, it's a transformational practice.
It sounds fascinating. If people are interested in trying it out, are there any opportunities to do so in London, if you're aware of any?
So funnily enough, we just finished a week of workshops, 6 days, in fact, last week. So we in Peckham in Flying Fantastic, and we did a workshop every day for 2 hours. And so Sri Uday Deshpande, who is like the guru of Mallakhand, so I'll tell you a bit about him in a minute. He came over from India last week, and we had a special week whereby he conducted the workshops. And one of his students, called Aditi Karambelka, who's studying in the UK, and she assisted him in teaching. And she's a 5-time national champion of Mallakhand, and she's amazing. So it was just incredible for him to come to the UK because he hasn't been here since 1998, and it was the first time we've had that there have been workshops here since 1998. So, and we had people. Every day, it was just so inspiring. We had people, different ages. Some people had come from a background of aerial silk or yoga or some other physical discipline. Some people had no practice. We had a couple of people aged 70. We had a young girl of aged 11. We had a workshop for visually impaired and blind people. I mean, it was so inspiring, and anyone can try it, and of any age, it's a really transformational sport. I mean, not sport, but practice. So that was last week, but we are now looking to organize some more workshops. And so if anyone's interested, they can look on my website, which is indigoeyeproductions.co.uk. Or they can look on, and there's also an Instagram, and there's a Mallakhand in UK Instagram account, which is also linked to Indigo Eye Productions, so they can find out. But we are introducing it in the UK, and definitely there'll be more workshops and classes very soon because there was a lot of interest in it.
Amazing. Finally, what is the main message you would want audiences to take away from the movie?
So the movie is focuses on the work of Sri Ude Deshpande, who is this incredible person who is now in his 70s, and he's dedicated his whole life to Mallakhambh. So he started practicing yoga, watching his grandfather age three, and then through his family, he started to learn wrestling and then learned Mallakhambh, and he's dedicated his entire life to it. And he has trained over 1,000 Mallakhambh enthusiasts from 52 different countries. He's taken Mallakhambh all over India. It's now in 22 different states. He's organized two Mallakhambh World Championships. The first one was in 2019, which is in my film, where 15 countries participated, including the UK. Two boys from the UK who were amazing, called Vikram and Elfie, who were like in their who aged 18, both swimmers. They performed in it. They learned Mallakhambh in like a week. They were incredible. And then there was the second World Championships in 2023, where more countries participated. And he's just received one of the highest awards in India for his work in Mallakhambh, the Padma Shri Award. And my film focuses on his work, but mainly on his work teaching blind and visually impaired people, which he started teaching blind and visually impaired over 40 years ago. And my message from the film, well, there are lots of things really, because everyone in the film is so inspiring. I think that I had personally had to learn Mallakhambh in order for Udeji to trust me, and also so I could understand how difficult it is, and to understand how unbelievable it is that blind and visually impaired people practice this and literally are incredible. I think it's that you can overcome challenges, and that if you can confront your challenges and your fear, that is a really unbelievable kind of door opener to your life. And you see this through the film. All the people in the film are just so inspiring, and they, you know, they're the ones telling us in the film that, you know, if you don't have fear, you're a winner, and you can, it changes your life. And you see through the film how it changes their lives completely. And that's what Mallakhambh does, because it is a transformational practice. And so I feel like it's a very inspirational message through all the people you see in the film. And this week, as I said, we've had a workshop for blind and visually impaired people. And there was this girl called Uttara who came, and she's part of a famous kind of blind orchestra in London, which is run by Baluji Srivastava. And she practiced Mallakhambh this week for the first time, and she loves it, and it's completely blown her away. And so she will be talking about it with me, because she's only just tried it last week, and she's like, this is just, everyone needs to know about it.
100%. That sounds really inspiring. I know I said that was the final question, but I do have one more. If people are interested in watching the movie, where can they watch it?
For now, the movie is, so last week there was a screening of the movie for the first time in the UK, and but it will be screened again. At the moment, it's gone into a fest, so it's been in two festivals, and it's now going into another festival in Delhi, which is on April the 30th. And then it will be screened soon, but for now, if they go to my website, they can see a trailer, so they can actually watch and see what this practice is like. So if they go to indigoeyeproductions.co.uk, they can see the trailer, and then it has all the information about Mallakhambh, the history, all the workshops, and I will, and through that, if they follow my website and social media, they'll know when there's a next screening. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. It's been really inspiring.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.